Welcome to Pain, Passion, and Purpose. I am your host, Shaquita Torres, where I share mental health education, biblical teachings, and tips to help you to heal on purpose so you can walk boldly in your God-given purpose. This podcast is sponsored by Empowered Purpose Academy, a certified online Christian academy where we provide services such as certification for Christian life coaches, mentorship for master's level aspiring and existing Christian therapists, mentorship for Christians, and continued education courses for the body of Christ. You can visit www.empoweredpurposeacademy.com to learn more and to download your free guide. If you like today's episode, please subscribe and leave us a raving review so that others can tap into the knowledge and wisdom that will be shared on this podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Hello, everyone. Welcome. Hello. I'm super excited about today's word. And so I will give Instagram time and also Facebook and YouTube time to let everyone know that I am officially going live. Thank you all so much for those of you who are joining in. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. I know some of you guys are on different time zones. So welcome. If you cannot stay for the whole entire teaching today, I will have up the replay on Instagram, also my YouTube channel, and also on Facebook, okay, and my podcast. So welcome to my podcast subscribers as well. Thank you all so much for tuning in whenever you guys do hear the replay. And so as you can tell by today's title, I am continuing on the series that God gave me called Seize the Season. And so we've been talking about the different, things we can go through in our life during each season, okay? And also remember that you can be in multiple things at one time in one particular season, depending on, you know, your journey, your situation, your life, and so much more, right? And also the Lord told me to compare our journey to a tree, right? And so pretty much for every teaching thus far, this is part eight, I have been teaching about the tree and the journey of a tree and how it relates to us in our life, okay? As you know, trees mean life, okay? And so we are life. We are life, okay? And so I will give a quick recap. Those of you who are new to, following me or new to, hear my voice, part one, talked about the infant stage of your journey as a believer, a new convert in that phase, okay? Pruning season, the healing season, the testing season, season of reconciliation, and then part six and seven I did together. It was about preparation and the resting season. And then part eight was the training season, which was so good on last week. And part nine was the dry season, which is today. Okay. And so I'm not sure what part 10 would be. God hasn't given me that yet. But this morning I was very clear as to what direction he would have me go today. And so I'm not going to go into any announcements. I'm going to go ahead and go straight into the word. But before I do, I'll go ahead and say a quick prayer. So Holy Spirit, I thank you for your word today. I thank you for your people, Lord God. For those who are going through a dry season, I pray, God, that this word will saturate their hearts, their minds, their spirits, and revive them, Lord. Father, help them to understand and remember that, God, you care about every single thing that concerns them. And so, Father, I pray that your word will go forth. It will edify and comfort those who need to hear it. And it will also bring them clarity about their season. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And so, of course, the definition of dry, we already know what that means, right? It means free from moisture or liquid, not wet or moist, okay? And so some other words that also mean dry is this: parched, dried, withered, shriveled, wilted, battle, brittle, dehydrated, sunbaked, hard, hardened, dried out, stale, pass itself by day. Okay. This is what the words, also means to be dry. It was so many other words, but I didn't want to bring the whole dictionary today into this, but I wanted to just highlight to you other words that also means dry. And so today we're going to be talking about being spiritually dry, being spiritually dry. And so, as you know, we all, as believers, even if you're not a believer, we go through spiritual dryness where we like, God, where are you? Like, God, are you listening to me? Why am I going through these things, right? And so today I'm going to go over five different people who experienced a spiritual dry season. But before I do that, I want to read a little bit more about spiritual dryness and what some of those things that can happen in our life to cause us to have spiritual dryness. So this means a feeling of being depleted or empty, depleted or empty. And sometimes for most people during the spiritual dryness season, many people describe it as feeling far from God's presence or having minimal or no spiritual growth. Several things can cause this season of drought, but God's mercies are new every day. So something that can cause us to have spiritual dryness is grief. It's like the number one thing, right? And oftentimes we think of grief as just someone, you know, dying, right? Like physically dying. But you can grieve the things you've lost, such as relationships, friendships, finances, your home, right? Maybe you are going through a season of transition where it's like, God, like, what's going on in this season? Like, what, like, where am I at? Where am I at with you? Where am I at in my life? You can also feel confused. You can feel lost. You can feel exhausted. I know many people who are caregivers for their family and their loved ones. They come to me in the past for counseling for that because they have dryness, spiritual dryness. Being a caregiver for a loved one, a parent, whether it's your partner, right? It can be very exhausting. And so today we're going to talk about five people. Also divorce. I didn't mention divorce as well. Divorce or recovering from abuse from a relationship also can cause you to have spiritual dryness. So the first person in the Bible is Job. I think for the most part, most of us know the story of Job. God allowed Satan to test him, to test his love for God, his faithfulness to God. Okay. And so if you look at Job 30 and 16 through 20, hey, Maya, hey, sister. It says, depression haunts my days. At night, my bones are filled with pain, which gnaws at me relentlessly. With a strong hand, God grabs my shirt. He grips me by the collar of my coat. He has thrown me into the mud, and I'm nothing more than dust and ashes. I cry to you, God, oh God, but you don't answer. I stand before you, but you don't even look. Okay, so this is Job like crying out to God, God, where are you? Like, why am I going through this? Why are you allowing me to experience so much heartache and hardship, right? And so that's Job. The next person here is Elijah, okay? So Elijah was God's prophet, and he saw God do many incredible things. God allowed him to pray to send fire down from heaven to win a bet against a false prophet. So he's seen God do miracles, signs, and wonders. And so I've definitely counseled very, very strong believers who love God, who honor God, right? And they enter into a spiritual dry season. And Elijah did just that when he was running from Jezebel because she threatened to kill him. I'm pretty sure a lot happened. But Jezebel, you guys, if you ever studied about spirit of Jezebel, go back, study that, okay? And so she has sent out a death decree to Elijah. And so Elijah, he ran into a cave and he hid. So he was very depressed, very sad. And so in 1 Kings 19:4, he cries out, I have had enough, Lord. Take my life, for I am no better than my ancestors who have already died. And so you may relate to Elijah's story. Like, listen, I did what God called me to do. I'm being obedient. I'm saying his word, decreeing his word, encouraging his people, leading his people. But I have hit a crossroad where I am spiritually dry, or I am depressed. I am anxious, right? And all of the above, okay? And so many people, you know, but strong leaders go through this too, you guys. Like, no one is exempt from going through this spiritual dry season. No one is, okay? All right. The next person here, the third person, is King David. So David wrote most of the Psalms, right? And was maybe the most emotional in the whole Bible. He was up and down. One minute he's off praising God, saying, God, you're amazing. God, you're just this and all that, right? And the next he's like, God, where are you? Like, where are you, God? And so as you guys know, David was also a psalmist. He sung, he played instruments, right? So he also wrote like poetry. He wrote songs to the Lord. And in Psalms, you can see many chapters of him, of having winning battles, right? You can see him where he's praising and worshiping and honoring God. And you can see where he feels depleted, depressed, afraid, nervous, and all of those things. Okay. So in Psalm 6 and 5 through 7, it says this: I am worn out from sobbing. All night I flood my bed with weeping, drenching it with my tears. My vision is blurred by grief. My God, my God. But yet and still, in 1 Samuel 13 and 14, God called David a man after God's own heart. My God. Number four, this is a person that, I've never really heard of before. And I did say five, right? Actually, it'd be four. It is five. Sorry. So four. So here is Heman, son of Korah. Okay, I never heard of him before. But if you look at Psalms chapter 88, it says that this book right here was described as, or chapter, described as the most darkest chapter in the book of Psalms. Okay, in this psalm, Heman cries out that God has abandoned and betrayed him. So in Psalms 88 and 5, it says, I am forgotten, cut off from your care. You have thrown me into the lowest pit, into the darkest depths. Your anger weighs me down with wave after you have engulfed me. So this whole chapter is him like talking to God, saying, God, where are you? Father, you have forsaken me. Father, what is going on? If you go back and read it, it's very sad. It's very depressing. It really is to hear and see what he's writing out to God. So the last person we have here will be Jeremiah. Jeremiah was one of the major prophets in the Bible. He had a lifelong battle with sadness and wrote an entire book of his sorrow called Lamentations. Okay, Lamentations. So it says here, I have cried until the tears no longer come. My heart is broken. Jeremiah said, God, my heart is broken. My heart is broken. And so Jeremiah writes in the Bible that he's cried so much that there's like no more tears for him to cry. He didn't cry everything out. Okay. So the Bible is full of, men and women of God who endured spiritual dryness. But let me tell you what they all had in common, okay? They still cried out to God. They still cried out to God. And, one of the things that I teach whenever I'm working with clients one-on-one or doing workshops about grief is that, I ask them, are you angry with God, right? And they're so afraid to even admit that because they don't want to come off as though they don't have faith. Or they're, they're like disrespecting God. But one thing I've learned is that God can handle all of our emotions if we bring them to him. Our frustrations, our anger, our grief, all of that. I cannot tell you guys how many times God has told me, daughter, bring every emotion to me. I don't care how small, I don't care how minor, I don't care what you're going through, because once you stop talking to God and you stop inviting him into your situation, you are literally cutting off your life supply. Okay. Now God has not left you, but you are the one that's leaving God's presence. Okay. And so, I remember during my season, in the very beginning of building, my business, it was a lot of work. I was plowing and plowing. I'm still plowing, but it has become easier over time, okay? But I'm still plowing, right? That never really stops, to be honest. So I'm still, I was plowing. I'm like, God, where are you? Like, I'm doing everything you asked me to do, but I don't understand what's going on. I remember this was years ago. I went through a valley season, a dry season where, everything was being tested for me, my marriage, my relationships, right? Work, right? It was so much going on at one time. I was so exhausted. I said, God, I'm tired. I said, I'm about to be a regular Christian. Let me explain why I said that. Because you do have believers who are on different levels. And for me, I really sought God with all my heart, the best that I could, and the best that I knew how, right? In every season. And I know believers who they get saved and that's pretty much it. Like they receive salvation, they're still gonna make it in. They're not living a double lifestyle. It's just that they're not really giving that time to God. They're not really seeking after Him. They're not really in their words. So, like I call them like regular Christians. That's what I call them, right? And so I'm like, I'll be a regular Christian because obviously what I'm doing is not working, and I'm like in this dry season. So what's going on, right? And so I got spanked for that. I did. I'll share that a little bit later, towards the end, okay, about what happened. And so just know that the spiritual dryness does not last forever. It does not. In the spiritual dryness in that season, there's something that God is like, first of all, let's go back to, the book that, Solomon wrote about the time for everything. That's in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, where it talks about it's a time for everything under the sun, a time to cry, a time to weep, a time to build, a time to war, a time to dance, right? So we're all going to go through these different seasons. But even in that season, God could be testing you, God could be pruning you, God could be trying to build you up. He's like kind of see where your heart is for Him. Like, do you still love Him even whenever you're going through? Definitely, I've cried, and people I know have cried. God, I don't understand what you're doing, but I love you, I honor you. But God, I don't get it. I definitely been that God. I don't understand. And people, and God don't always tell you guys what He's doing during these seasons. He does not. Sometimes you'll figure it out after you have gone through that particular season. Okay. And so I'm definitely, this morning as I was studying this and that's going before God, God was like, I want you to pray for my people today, for those who are going through spiritual dryness, right? And so I'm gonna go into part two of this teaching, where I said earlier how God had told me to really bring to life and teach you guys how our life is compared to the journey of a tree. And so I found this amazing article. And as I was reading the article, right, Holy Spirit was like giving me points to pull out and to really, help you guys to really see how our life is like a tree. Okay. All right. So I'm reading the article, but also added some commentary in here and also what God has given me. Okay. So of course, trees go through dry seasons too. Okay. Trees, grass, gardens, all those things, right, go through dry seasons. And they're typically caused by heat. My God, what is our heat? Life circumstances, right? Disappointment, grief, divorce, frustration, right? Betrayal, right? These different things can be attacking us all at once. That is our heat, okay? And it causes us to become spiritually dry over time, where it can kind of happen like pretty instantly for some people, okay? My God, and God just gave me that, y'all. So grass and small shrubs are often the first casualties of dry summer weather, but trees can also experience long-term negative effects, even if they seem to be doing fine. My God. So how many of us appear or seem to be doing fine, but on the inside, we are hurting. We are hurting. We are broken, right? I always say, do not judge a book by its cover. Okay, like do not do that. You don't know what a person is going through in that particular season of their life. And it says here, persistent dry weather can cause root growth delay and loss of foliage, and can put your tree at risk for insect infestations and diseases. They will heal more slowly from pruning and storm damage. And I'll explain that a little bit more about the pruning part. And so, what God was showing me here is that He desires to be with you right there in that spiritual dryness, right? And we have to be mindful of the people that we allow in our ear. We have to be mindful of our company, mindful because these people can actually pull out more of the moisture in your life. They can pull it out of you, okay? Okay. All right. So the next part, it says here, it says, whenever you realize that this tree is actually dry, if you realize that you are dry, stop all the pruning. Did you hear that? Stop all the pruning. Okay. So I did, you know, I think it was part two or three. I think it was three where I talked about the season of pruning. Okay. So during this time, God, it's like he's testing you, but he's not pulling so much away from you. Okay. And so instead of, let me read here. It says, try not to prune at all until water is plentiful again. Okay. The water for us is the Holy Spirit. My God. My God. Okay. If you have a windstorm, you should contact a tree service about rehabilitation instead of trying to fix the damage yourself. My God. In this season, you do not need to be by yourself. Okay. You need to be in community, people who can speak life into you, people who can discern where you are, right? And are able to speak the words that are life-giving. So for example, what God showed me was that in Job, right? Job didn't have that. Job, his family, Job, his friends, they were like, well, Job, what did you do wrong, Job? Well, Job, you should just curse God and die, Job, right? Those weren't the right people to have in Job's ear. That could have very well caused him to just say, you know what, God, just forget it. I should just curse you and die, right? He could have said that, right? And so I know people who have been around community and people who like are asking them, like, what do you do wrong? They didn't do anything wrong. They're in a season that sometimes God lead us into, right? Okay, yay, I'll walk through the shadow. Listen, don't get me started, y'all. Don't get me started. Don't get me started, okay? So God can lead you into the wilderness season. That's what he did to Jesus, okay? He led him into the wilderness, all right? The next one here says reduce fertilizer. This was so good to me, you guys, when I read this and what God gave me. He said, if a tree is showing signs of drought stress, such as wilting leaves and reduced growth, many well-meaning property owners use fertilizer. My God. Thinking it will help boost the tree back to life. However, the tree is not suffering from loss of nutrients. It is suffering from water loss. Okay, once again, you guys, the water is the Holy Spirit. And so this is what God showed me. I said, God, this is so true. Woo-hoo, my God. He said, we can be surrounded by well-meaning people who do not understand our current season or are able to discern it. And so what he was showing me is that, like, you know, these well-meaning property owners, you know, who think they understand what's going on with this tree will go and get fertilizer. And for us in the natural, they're like, oh, are you okay? You know, trying to give you advice and wisdom that's really not from God. It's really not from God. It's not, because they're not able to discern your season. Oh, Jesus. I put here, sometimes people are trying to throw positive stuff at you and it's not working. Okay. So for me as a therapist, I see this a lot with clients who I have who have been grieving, right? When people are grieving, that's a very delicate place to be, especially in the beginning, right? And so people from the outside who mean well may say things like, oh, it'll be okay. Well, at least you have this child still living, or at least, you know, this didn't happen. They have like, at least statements. Oh my God, that is not the best thing to say to someone who's grieving. To someone who's grieving, your posture should be praying for them. If you feel led to, check on them. But you have to be able to really navigate and really be in tune with the Holy Spirit about what that person needs. You guys, I've seen people who go through grief, go through that grief journey, and they lose friendships. They lose people, right? Oftentimes, people don't know how or don't desire to walk with you through that season of grief. They don't, you know, honestly, sometimes they're not equipped to do that either. And so when I'm working with a client and they're coming to me for grief, I do more listening than anything. I don't throw scripture in their face. I don't sit here and say, well, the word of God says this, that you need to like get back up, right? I don't do that. I don't do that, right? And I know that every believer is on different levels in their journey with God. And so some people who are more mature, they might can take that, right? And not feel like weighted or feel even more discouraged. Like, oh man, well, I'm grieving. So I should be able to get up every day and read my word. I should be able to do all these different things, right? Like, excuse me, like you would do prior to going through grief. That's unrealistic. So unrealistic, right? So be careful, my God, of the fertilizer that is being thrown your way during this season. Jesus. So I put here, without sufficient water, extra fertilizer would draw more water from the root fibers, resulting in root death. Jesus. Always consult a tree specialist before adding fertilizer. That's for us who are trying to be there for people who are going through a season of spiritual dryness. Okay. Your sufficient water is the Holy Spirit. You need community and people who are full of the Holy Spirit. Okay. Full of the Holy Spirit. That's going to continue to pray for you. I had like one of my coaching clients recently. Her mom passed, and I have been working with her for a while now. She know me, I know her. We have a good working relationship with each other, and so you know, I'm always being led by God. But like her church that she's a part of now, it's like they don't really know how to respond to her. It's like they don't really know what to say. She said, I just feel like they ask her 1,001 questions about what's this going on, what's that going on, what, and it's like it's too much, it is too much. Like, I never ask anybody who is experiencing, like, going through that grief, okay, what happened? Or where was they at? I don't ask. I'm like, are you okay? What do you need? Okay, what's on your heart today? Right? Don't be asking questions just to be nosy. People be hurting, y'all, you know? And sometimes they need a listening ear. Not everything, you know, needs to have a response to it when someone is going through the spiritual dry season. Okay. So be careful with your word. Be careful with the thing that you say. It's okay to say, you know what? I don't know what to say, but I'm praying for you. That's it. Simple. Don't make it complicated or hard. Okay. And so the next thing here says, set up slow, effective water delivery. It says, finally, you will most likely need to provide water for your trees if you hope to see them through a dry season. A basic watering every day is not the best use of your water, especially if it is rationed out. So what does that mean? Okay, so in this article, it's talking about two different types of watering that a tree needs to have during the dry season. You cannot overwater that tree because it will cause it to die even the more and die faster. Okay. It needs proper care so that way it can like come back to life. Okay. And so when I was reading it, this is what the Lord gave me. And this is what the article also says too about the tree. So it says, use a drip system. Use a drip system. Listen, I'm going to tell you the truth, you guys. People who are going through a season of dryness, depending on what they're going through, they don't need you throwing a whole bunch of scripture at them. They don't need you throwing like all this stuff at them, you guys. They only need a little bit. You have to feed them a little bit to help them just to get by because they're grieving. They're going through so much, okay? And so here it talks about how you give the tree a little bit of water, like drip system, throughout the day, a little bit. And so for me, when I'm talking to, you know, clients or whatever who are going through that, and they're like, okay, I'm like, hey, have you considered like doing a devotional, doing a Bible devotional on your phone, the Bible app, about your particular situation, right? Get a little bit of word in you, right? God is not expecting you to sit here and do this full-blown, dragged out, like intense Bible study. I can tell you right now, seasons where I went through where it was dryness, I was going through, I was grieving. I didn't have time to sit there and like try to read like chapters of the Bible. I was trying to survive. Okay. And so keep it in mind, if you're going through a dry season, God isn't expecting you to operate at the fullest capacity in which you would do if you were not in that season. Okay. And then the last one here is water deeply twice per month. I said, Lord, what does this mean, right? And so for the tree here, you have to like soak it. It says soak it only twice a month. Soak it. During the dry season for this tree, soak it twice a month. Okay. And so what God told me, he said, my people need to soak in my presence. Soak in my presence. What does that mean? What does that look like? So last year in the fall around this time, I did a teaching about how to rest in God's presence. And, you know, one of the things that every once in a while God would tell me to do, to actually do this, where I just sit and I just do absolutely nothing. I'm not reading my Bible. I'm not even saying anything. It's like my soul is communicating with God and God is communicating with me. And you can just, you know, you can do it in your car. You can do it in your bed. You can do it wherever, your closet, your bathroom, or whatever. And, you know, I have a prayer shawl. Sometimes I have a prayer shawl on. I rap in and just like play like instrumental music. Worship music, right? You can play the one that got words, or you can just play instrumental worship music. I love that. Whatever, I'm trying my best to like really soak in God's presence. Every once in a while, I'll play it in the background while I'm working, but whenever I'm like soaking in God's presence, like I just sit there, I don't say anything. And y'all, it's like the weight, my God, of whatever I've been experiencing in that season would just like begin to lift off of me, right? It gives you strength. It gives you energy, right? People think that spending time with God looks like, you know, all these different tasks and you have to do this and you have to do that, or I have to make sure that, you know, I'm right. I'm like, no, y'all, like the veil has been torn. The veil has been torn. We can go to God at any given moment, in any given time, you guys, at any given moment, in any given time, okay? And I'll even share with you really quickly, you know, the power of that. I remember my shoulder, I had a shoulder injury, you know, it's been years now and it's gotten so much better. And I remember this was maybe about last year around this time. And I was just in so much pain. God had healed me, but I was going to the gym, working out. So it was re-triggering those muscles where I had, you know, pain at. And I told my husband, I said, I need to go get a massage, but everything is closed today. I don't really know what to do. I'm hurting so bad. I'm taking turmeric, taking pain pills, whatever. And, you know, hot pad, heat, cold pad, whatever, name it, y'all. Your girl has done it. Okay. And the Lord was like, that morning, he said, I want you to just sit in my presence. I said, okay, God. So I got my prayer shawl and I was just like laying on the bed for a little bit. Then I actually came up to my office and was sitting in my chair, just sitting here, playing the instrumental music, y'all, probably about 30 minutes, y'all. You guys, when I came from under that prayer shawl, my body was restored. Oh my God. I didn't have no pain in that shoulder, y'all. I felt like I was floating. Okay. Floating. I saw my husband, I said, oh my God, I don't need a massage no more. I don't need a massage no more. I said, Lord, I said, I feel so much better. So there are so many benefits, you guys, to soaking in God's presence. So if you're in a spiritual dry season, right, make room to sit down. Make room to just meditate on God. Let him speak to you. Let him minister to you. He knows our hearts and what's going on during this particular season. And you can do that in any given season. But especially in the dry season, you need to do that. Okay. And so earlier, you know, I was sharing how, you know, I had went through a dry season, pretty intense. And I was saying how I'm going to be a regular Christian. So during this season, I didn't realize that, you know, God was testing me, right? As you grow and mature in Christ, sometimes you can recognize, you begin to recognize tests a lot quicker. Like I can now for the most, not all the time, but sometimes I can. But during that season, I didn't know what that mean. I didn't know what testing season was. Okay. So this was like, it's been a decade now, y'all. God, so telling my age. A decade now. And I'm proud of my age, by the way. Proud of my age. And I remember going through that season of like, oh my God, like my marriage, you know, I was a new mom, right? So I was going through postpartum and we had moved to, you know, a different state. I didn't know anybody. Nobody didn't know me. And I was like, oh my God, like, I feel like I was perishing. Like, okay, you know, not having my church family anymore. Like we had left them and oh my gosh, y'all, it was hard. I was trying to pass my test to become a licensed therapist. I kept failing the test. So it was like, oh, it was hard. And so I remember one of my friends during that time invited me to go to a revival. And so I had went, and a woman of God that was there, a powerful woman of God, I went to the prayer line, and she was like, the Lord said, you passed your test. You have passed the test. I was like, what? I'm the test. I'm the test. Like, your wilderness season is changing. I'm like, oh my God. So I was crying. So she was like saying certain things to me that only she heard God tell her, right? No one knew what I was going through because I'm a naturally joyous person. So most of the time, people don't even know what I'm going through because I typically don't care. You don't see me carrying it because God's grace, y'all. Literally God's grace. And so I had a dream like later that week that I was like standing in the middle of, so I don't know where I was at. And I was standing there and it was like dark, a little dark. It was dark. And like these green lightning bolts were like coming at me, like hit my spirit, boom, 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 hit me in my back, hit me in my stomach, hit me on my side. It was like a lot. And like, it was like, it just teared me up in a good way. But even while I was sleeping, I can feel my body like moving and jerking, moving and jerking, moving and jerking. And so when I woke up, I was like, oh my God. And I felt like lighter. And the Lord was like, I'm removing everything you've been through in this season. I'm removing the burden. I'm removing the pain. I'm healing you from so many things all at one time. You have went through your valley season. You have went through the season of testing and the spiritual dryness. And y'all, I was chasing God with everything that I had, the best that I could, okay? And so, like, y'all, it's only an example of the many times God has saved me and healed me from so much, y'all, from season to season, from season to season, y'all. What I'm teaching you guys is I'm not teaching it because, you know, I know the word of God. I teach it because I lived it. I lived it, y'all. I lived it, right? And as long as I live, I'm gonna go through season of life, right? We all are. So I pray that thus far, this has been a blessing to you and help bring clarity about your particular season. One thing I wanted to also add, oh yeah, so earlier I said that I say I don't be a regular Christian. Y'all, I'm so funny sometimes. Like God be like, girl, hush. And so I was upset because I couldn't pass the test that I was trying to take from my license free to be a therapist. But even in that, God was using it to like refine me, to test me, and all this good stuff, right? Like almost like how bad do you want it? I had to work really hard, okay? So I remember I went to church and I was like, they had a prayer line. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and get prayer to pass my test, right? After I told God I'm gonna be a regular Christian. So I went to the line and she said, the Lord said, he not, we ain't praying for that. And I'm like, what? And she was like, the Lord said, get back in your place, y'all. And she was loud. And she was so loud. I was so embarrassed. I'm like, God, you embarrassing me. And she was like, the Lord said, get back in your place. He is going to finish the work he has started in you. She said, keep going. She said, get back in your position. She had me, I was like almost against the wall at this point. I was like, oh God. I'm like, I'm getting spanked right now, literally. And I was like crying. I was like, okay, my eyes were so big because like God was like, no, I haven't called you to be a regular Christian. I haven't called you to operate here at a surface level, right? And that was over a decade ago, right? Y'all was like, I'm like, God, why are you gonna do me like that in front of all these people? Okay, and so you know, I left after this was over, y'all. I ran out. I was like, oh God, let me run out and got this this take this sanctuary, and oh God, Jesus, y'all. Okay, I answer your questions in a moment, and so oh my gosh, I'm sorry, y'all. I can't ever get it together. So I ran out to church, and I was like in a car. I was like, God, I'm so sorry. God, I'm so sorry. I was like repenting. And I was like talking to him. And he was like, yes, she's right. Get back in your place. Okay. Ain't got nothing to do with you passing this test, but everything what I'm doing in your life now, I am like, you know, continuing to mature you in some areas. Okay. That's all I have for this particular teaching today. Let me go to you guys' questions real quickly. Somebody said, can you define a dry season? If you go back and watch the replay, you can look at that. I can't get into it again because I do have a client to see at 1:30 my time. So go into the very beginning and you'll be able to hear that. The next one said, where you get your prayer shawl from? I also need to order some more off your prayer, off your prayer oil. Yes, you guys. So I do, I got my prayer shawl from I think Amazon, right? And so I've had like two or three over the past years, okay, years. And so last, like 2 years ago, the Lord told me to buy some for my whole family. So I have one, my husband have one, my daughters have one. I encourage them to use it whenever they feel led to. I don't use it every day. I use it when I feel led to, you guys. It's not a religious thing. When I say religious, not, oh, I have to have it in order to pray, or I have to have a prayer shawl in order to hear God. No, but it does make a difference. Oh my God, it makes it. So this prayer shawl has fire flames on it. You see what it looks like. And the scripture on it, I'll read it to you. It says that, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Spirit go after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Acts 1:8. right? So ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Whatsoever ye should ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. John 15:16. Y'all, this prayer shawl is amazing. It's on Amazon. And there's times when God has like led me. I had actually bought extra ones by accident. And I knew it was for a reason. God told me to keep them. And so there's we had a couple friends that God has asked me to pray over and give to as well. So I have did that before to give to them because they were going through a very dry season. My oil, I do have the oil here. And so I would take this anointing oil that I, you know, God blessed it. And I anoint my prayer shawl too. My prayer shawl, I anoint my ears, I anoint my hands, whatever I feel led to anoint, I use it. My daughters, they have one with them every day when they go to school. Every day, y'all. I do have it for purchase. If you go to my shop, www.powerpurposeacademy.com, and you click on the shop tab, you'll be able to see the oil and you can purchase it there. Y'all, my oil is powerful, okay? It's God's oil, first and foremost, okay? Second of all, I also do have a YouTube series called Progressive Miracles and Little Wars in a Bottle. And I'm sharing with you all people's testimonies and what they've experienced by using this oil. Okay. Just the other day, my husband had a really bad headache. He was not feeling well in his body. I said, oh, no, we about to pray. So I took my oil. I anointed him. I take this this prayer shawl and put it over him and I'll pray for him. Okay, I would pray for him, right? And it works, okay? My youngest daughter, she's 8 now, but last year, she said, Mommy, I was on the bus, and one of my little boy said, I have a headache. So this girl took the oil, and she anointed. She anointed his forehead, y'all. He said, Mommy, it worked. His headache went away. I said, wow. So she at school, you know, talking about Jesus, evangelizing, and all that good stuff. Okay. So I have one in my purse. I have one upstairs. I have one in every room of my house, literally. It literally became a part of our life since 2015. Okay. So you can go to my website. You can read all the testimonies. You can read all about it. If you feel led to purchase it, you do that. If you don't, then don't. Okay. So that's all I have for today's teaching. Look at you guys' questions again. See what you guys said. Okay. I think I have any more questions before we go. Okay. So I'm going to say a prayer over you guys for those who are going through a dry season, for those who will come back and watch the replay later. This prayer is for you as well. All right. So Heavenly Father, I thank you, God, for your word. Holy Spirit, we just lift you up, God. And I give you back all the glory. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for just being a good, good father. Father, I pray for those who are going through a spiritually dry season. Father, I speak life into them, Lord. I speak life to their dry bones. Holy Spirit, remind them that, God, you love them and that, God, you're right there with them in the dry season. Father, remind them, Lord God, to bring every emotion to you, to bring every frustration to you, even if it's about you. God, because God, you can handle all of our emotions. Holy Spirit, I ask you, God, to just be a hedge of protection around your people today. For those who are in the storm right now, God, protect their families, oh Lord God. Oh God, I pray, God, for the body of Christ to continue to operate in a spirit of excellence. Oh Lord God, to encourage each other, to love each other, God, to lead by example, Lord God, for the world, God, so that, God, we can draw people to you and not to ourselves, Father. And so, Holy Spirit, I thank you again for this word. I thank you for your people. And I pray, God, that you will continue to minister to them even after this teaching and this word on today. And so, God, we thank you and we love you with everything that we have. In Christ's name, I pray. Amen and amen. So that's all I have for you guys. Thank you so much for coming on and listening. The replay will be up for those who are just coming in on all my platforms, okay? So I will see you guys prayerfully next week to continue this series. All right, see you guys next time. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Our prayer is that this podcast episode has blessed you. Don't forget to go and subscribe and leave us a raving review.
If you would like to sow into this ministry or to this podcast, Pain, Passion, and Purpose, you can do so at anchor.fm/Pain, Passion, and Purpose or Cash App $Shakita Torres. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next time.